first things that we hear, the first things that we feel, is a musical beat, the heartbeat. We are often conceived in music. Oh, you're way ahead of me, aren't you? There are some of us who are here who wouldn't be here probably without the moment and the Gershwin and Irving Berlin arriving together at the same time. And there are children that some of us have that we write thank you letters or nasty letters to Johnny Mathis about from time to time. There is mood music that expresses and creates and reinforces the mood. We are conceived in music. Our weddings are powered by music. Ironically, the two great wedding marches are Mendelssohn and Wagner. It's an interesting combination. I'm sure it's a metaphor for how a lot of marriages go. We exit to music also. We are surrounded by music. It's part of our hardwiring, of our experience, literally from womb to tomb. We express our lives and metaphorically in song, where each of us has a song that we sing, a way that we try to share what is deepest within us with the world. We sing in different keys. We sing in different pitches. We sing at various times in our lives different, seemingly different songs. And the aim is to make something coherent out of it. Music does have the strength to soothe a savage breast. It has the strength also to inflame it, to move rocks and hearts that have turned into rocks. It can open us up. And music is both physical and spiritual. It is the great uniting of those two seemingly to some different worlds or aspects of our lives. It's physical. It makes a vibration. It impacts our ears. We hear something, we turn it into some understanding and into some beauty. There's a melody. It can bring tears to our eyes. There are songs, and sometimes it is something that we try to understand. We may take music courses and theory courses to understand music. Pythagoras worked thinking that the entire universe was designed by an intelligent and musical designer, and that the various notes, as you pushed upon the frets at various lengths of string, had ratios that were numerical. He was studying the theory of music, and that's a good thing to do. It's also a good thing just to close your eyes and let the music happen. Let it touch us and move us. And the thing is, you don't have to believe in the words. I know Unitarian Universalists, it's always a pleasure to watch you sing. And I said, watch you sing. And that's because Unitarians read ahead on the lyrics and won't sing the words that they don't agree with. So that, Silent Night, Holy Night, Round Yon Virgin, kind of sticks there, but these are exactly the same Unitarians who will go up to Camp de Benneville and plead with the powers that be for a home with buffalo roaming in the living room, and they don't feel hypocritical about that. The good news is we don't have to believe in the literalness of the words. It's about much more than words. The words are poetry, and poetry touches and moves, and music touches and moves. You don't have to be a Christian to go to a Messiah sing-along. I have gone to several Messiah sing-alongs, and probably the fact that I was singing caused the Messiah not to show up and sing along. But there is such strength in being joined, such an experience. Music is in some ways, it's about harmony. And we can understand it. That's the science part. We can also experience the harmony and the melodies. And they can be beautiful on their own. The first time I heard the Violin Concerto in D, the first movement, I wept and I had no idea, and I have no idea why. Bach's Air in G, or the Rachmaninoff Vocalise, these are melodies that touch me and move me, and I don't know why. And it's okay. I can study why, but it won't take the moving part away. There are songs that are about context, that we become time travelers through a song, a lullaby that was sung to us by a parent, a lullaby that we sang to a child. Every time I hear Bridge Over Troubled Waters that I sung to my son Adam every night when I would put him to sleep, I am transported back to this baby in my arms and those moments. When I hear, and there are sometimes when they come together, melody and words and context all together, and the experience is overwhelming, sometimes even transcendent. I remember coming home after an Easter service at my first church in Hayward, California, and they were playing the Bach B minor Mass, and I lay down on the floor and I just let it wash over me. Don't have to be a Catholic, don't have to be a Lutheran, don't have to be a believer to let all of those things touch us and open us up. The French national anthem is a stirring national anthem. It's, as with our own, it's better maybe if you don't understand the words, with all the sanglants and the blood, and but the melody is very moving, and you pair that melody with the scene in Casablanca where it becomes a defiant act of freedom and rebellion against the Nazis, and you have an overwhelming moment of music and words and context. All of these things have a multiplier effect, and it's wonderful. There's a reason that we sing, and it's not the words, it's the joining together. It is the magic of melody, the magic of context, the magic of being joined together and creating an experience, not a belief, but an experience of being together. We all sing our songs, and sometimes we wander off key. In my case, we start off key, and then we change keys just randomly. And every once in a while, like a broken clock, I might hit the right note. But it's okay. It really is. And all of you who are here to hear the children sing this morning know that whether you thought about it or not, and did something really, really smart. When that one kid was singing off somewhere else, and I immediately identified because I knew somewhere in that choir I have a kindred spirit, that's me out there singing a different melody in a different key and loudly from everyone else, she turned to you and you all joined. And it's a corrective. It's the metaphor for community. We don't give each other orders. We give each other examples. We don't go tell the kids, sing on key, damn it. We join together. And that harmony that we create out of various voices and dissonance, all of these things bring us together, not on the same note, but creating a harmony and an experience of harmony. There was no better metaphor for what this sermon was about than what happened at that moment. In that moment where a voice that had wandered got joined by a bunch of different voices, and together we created music. In the words of another of our hymns, our lives do pour out as endless song. And like the bell, like the chimes, the influences that we have, the songs that we sing, continue in the eyes, in the hearts, in the memories, and in the actions of the people who have heard our song, even when we have stopped singing. I ring the gong. And the vibration disappears from the back row, and then the next to the back row, and then closer and closer and closer, but it's still vibrating whether we hear it or not. Our songs, our lives, our affirmations, our actions in our different keys vibrate in our world beyond the point where others can hear it, and beyond the point that we are actually singing. We may stop singing, but our song does go on. And that's why we come together. From the heartbeat to the various great pieces of music in our lives, we open our hearts and our lives to get the power and the courage to open our lives to sing our songs to and with one another.